Thought it was safe to turn your radio on.
Graham Norton.
Yes, it is I.
Did you miss me?
Back on BBC Radio 2.
Now, I hope I can remember how to do this. Sorry.
Welcome to another 42 weeks.
It's weekly. We don't, you know, I'm not sat here for 42 weeks. It says here, we've got top guests, a couple of problems. Well, those are the planned ones. I'm sure there'll be others. And some very fine music.
Into the autumn, winter, spring and beyond. Should we all live that long?
Next Saturday morning from 10 with guests Gilbert O'Sullivan, Louis Theroux and ABBA's Bjorn Ulvaeus
on BBC Radio 2.
Right, deep breath, everybody. We're about to blow out 40 candles on the birthday cake as we wish a hip-hop happy birthday to one of the most important records of all time. I'm Trevor Nelson, and for the next hour, we're celebrating the release on September the 16th, 1979, of hip-hop's first hit, Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. The record that condensed the whole underground street culture into one tune and worked as a springboard to propel the music to international fame and several fortunes. I'm looking at you, Diddy and Jay-Z. Influencing not only music, but also fashion, language, art, dance, film, television, sport, you name it, hip-hop's got it. This is Trevor's Delight, celebrating 40 years of Rapper's Delight.
We wanted to be bigger than our environment, so we was creative with it.
It's a song that just makes me think of the birth of hip-hop.
You could put Rapper's Delight on 40 years later, and it gets the exact same response as it did when people first heard it.
I said a hip hop, the hip to the hip hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
The phenomenon began to emerge in the mid-70s in New York, as these true veterans of the New York hip-hop scene remember.
Okay, what's up? My name is Wise, the Human Mix Machine.
And I'm the Stat Drummer, Funky Drummer, Bobby Simmons.
And I am the Rhyme Orator, MC Delight.
Well, here's how it started. Heard you on the radio, talking about rap, saying all that crap about how we sample, giving examples. Think we'll let you get away with that. You criticize our method of how we make records. You said it wasn't art, so now we're gonna rip you apart. Stop.
Because I'm originally from Queens, there were people who came before that in Queens, such as DJ Divine, Infinity Machine, and many other different types of crews that was there at that particular time. So we used to hear the what was coming up from uptown in the Bronx all the time through individuals like Woody Wood. And
I brought him up the other day, Woody Wood and the crew, remember?
Yeah.
I brought him up. Somebody laughed at me on Facebook. They was like, what you talking about, Willis? I'm like, that's Woody Wood and the crew.
Yeah, that was Woody Wood.
Yeah, remember people Woody don't remember, Wood? Yo, respect to Woody Wood. People don't say nothing about him, man, like, for real. Yeah, nah, but you're right. That's that, him coming through the pipe hole through those guys, yeah. And nobody really, you know, showed him respect. And he put out a record.
Right. And I went to school with Woody Wood.
Right.
So.
And he put out a record. It was Woody Wood and the crew. It was a yellow label.
Right.
And nobody really gave him respect because it was one of those indie records that really sold in within the community.
Lies, that's when you hide the truth. It's when you talk more jazz than proof, and when you lie and address something you don't know.
It's so whack that it's bound to show.
When you lie about me or the band, we get angry. Whip out our pen, start writing again. And the things we write are always true, sucker. Let's get a grip, now we talk about you. Seems to me that you have a problem, so we can see what we can do to solve them.
Think rap is a fad? You must be mad. Cause we're so bad, we get respect you never had.
Tell the truth, James Brown was old. Tell Eric and Rock came out with I Got Soul.
Rap brings back old R&B, and if we would not, people could have forgotten.
We want to make this perfectly clear. We're talented and strong and have no fear
of those who choose to judge but lack pizzazz.
Talking all that jazz.
That was Stetson Sonic with Talking All That Jazz. Incidentally, they were the first live hip-hop band I ever saw. And while they were part of the scene, someone from the outside looking in once talked it up a storm on the BBC. That most savvy of culture vultures, Malcolm McLaren.
It was a party on a waste ground, a debris site between two fired-out condominiums. There was this throbbing, visceral crowd of about 1,000 black kids. And there was two big trestle tables with record decks on top and loads of cardboard boxes with old records from the Monkees, Diana Ross, James Brown, Gary Numan, etc., etc. And people were taking one sort of part of the record and twisting the records around, and guys were swapping microphones and hollering at the top of their voices. But this was new, this was lo-fi, hard, people making music out of somebody else's music. It seemed to me ecological. I love the whole profundity of that thought.
But most significantly, the performer who in 1973 had sung about pillow talk, she was also listening. New York independent record label boss Sylvia Robinson, with her son Joe, saw what was happening and decided to take her opportunity. So she assembled all the parts that would become the blueprint for what was to come, including recruiting the members of her new gang to her label, Sugar Hill.
We knew of each other, but we didn't know each other personally. Like, I knew Mike because he was in a group called Sound on Sound. I was doing my thing with Phase 2. And I knew about Hank because he was making pizzas in a pizza parlor in our neighborhood in Englewood. Sylvia was looking for, Ms. Robinson was looking for somebody to do the vocals because she had seen it done at a place called Harlem World. And so the guy turned her down and she was auditioning Hank in front of the pizza parlor, and I walked up on the scene. Then all of us ended up at her house because she was going to choose one person. And then out of the three people, instead of choosing three people, instead of choosing one person, she said she was going to use the three of us. Pretty, organic. It was basically one take. You know, the reason why we never really stopped is because we didn't realize that that's what you were supposed to do. It was so new to us to record. We were used to doing parties, you know, and at a party, everything was live, and you just kept on going. You kept passing the mic back and forth to whoever was out on the stage. So that's basically why we kept doing what we were doing.
That was Master G talking to us with the rest of the gang on a recent tour of the UK. How the recording was actually made remains for many the stuff of legend. But for Morgan Khan, the young record company executive sent to New York to license a record in the UK, it was all only too real.
I was working at Pi in the disco promotions department and semi-label manager for their black labels meaning Buddha, Casablanca, Roulette, Pi, of course, and I was asked to fly to the States because Pi had been approached by the head of Roulette Records, Morris Levy, about a label that they had acquaintance of or with, very vague. So I was shipped off to the States, you know, naive 18-year-old boy, and to meet then two giants of the industry. I wasn't aware of them, Joe Robinson, Sylvia Robinson. I was flown out to the Big Apple naively, and I remember the first meeting, which was one of those landmark events of walking into a building and seeing effectively the heads, the moguls of the industry at the time, Morris Levy, Art Cass, Phil Carl, Joe Robinson. This is before I even went to Inglewood, to the Sugar Hill Studios. They effectively talked to me and asked me, what could we do? We meaning Pi Records in Europe, with this new label, with this new record. At that time, I hadn't heard rappers like Sugar Hill Gang, and they put it on the cassette, I heard it, and I can honestly say that was the seismic event in my life, knowing it's something new and fresh and something I'd never experienced before. Because I remember when we first put out Sugar Hill Gang, if anyone has the first pressings, it has writers, Sylvia Robinson. Everybody knows, come the second pressing, when we were hit with the biggest injunction humanly possible by all Nile Rodgers lawyers, it then changed to Robinson, Niles, Rodgers. And there was a moment, people weren't aware, where they were threatening to stop the record. I mean, literally saying, you can't do this, because this was one of the first records. It wasn't plagiarism, it was the first thing of sampling, and there weren't any guidelines, there wasn't any precedent set at that time, and this actually created that by needing to ask permission from the original rights holders, sampling laws, which, again, a whole new chain of what we now know as the norm of the industry was ushered in by, you know, Sugar Hill Gang, but Joe Robinson, Sylvia Robinson had the foresight, the hindsight, to actually see the trend.
Sheik main man Nile Rodgers explains his side of the story.
I went to this club called Leviticus. I'm out on the dance floor, and then all of a sudden, I hear And he says, yeah, I just bought this record up in Harlem. It's called Rapper's Delight. I said, what do you mean you bought the record? That's my song. And then I heard the strings from my record go, ew, which is an exact sample before they had sampling. So that means that they took my record into the studio and either scratched it or they put it on a piece of tape and played it on top of their master. Big copyright infringement. You know, our music to us was sacred. And I think that the record was so big, it might end up being even bigger than Good Times. At least it was more exciting because it felt like a new art form. So we threatened a lawsuit. Everything wound up being great. Our names were added to the copyright. So if you look at a copy of Rapper's Delight, you know, it says right there that I'm the co-writer.
But whichever way you look at it, the hip-hop genie was out of the bottle, and we soon had all sorts of rap on record, including early adopter Debbie Harry on Blondie's pop hit Rapture.
Fat Five Freddy told me everybody's fly. DJ spinning, I said, my. Flash is fast, flash is cool. Francois Safar, flash ain't no Duke, and you don't stop.
A novelty rap record.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before eyes.
And most importantly to me, when I started to really get into it, music quite literally with a message.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
The message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And here's the Grandmaster himself explaining how a pop band like Blondie ventured into the rap world.
Let me tell you how I met Blondie. Fab Five Freddy, he used to come to all my parties. And he says to me, Flash, I have these friends of mine, especially my female friend, her name is Blondie. She wants to come to the parties and come see you play. And at this time, we're talking superstar here. So I'm looking at Fab Five Freddy like, yeah, right. He says, yeah, man, I'm going to bring up with me one of these weeks, man, so she can come to the party. So I'm saying, Freddy, you're going to bring Blondie to the Bronx to see me play. He said, yeah. Couple of weeks passed by. All due respect here, but most of the heads that came to my party was Latin or black people, but it was this blonde head person, and she was following Freddie. And Freddie comes up. I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. Freddie brings her to the turntable and she says, for the last 20 minutes, I've been watching you. And what this thing that you do on the turntables is absolutely amazing. I'm going to write a song about you. So I'm being, you know, hospitable. Yeah, okay, thank you very much. Yes, you're going to do that. So a year passes, and it's this Fab Five Freddy song. Then when I got to hear it, she kept a word.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers.
From 1982, that was the inspiring sound of the Furious Five with Grandmaster Flash, the pioneering native New Yorker who helped turn DJing into an art form in itself, and in the process also encourage other knights of the turntable from beyond the five boroughs, not least of which a young scratcher and mixer who, like his rapper pal Will, was West Philadelphia born and raised.
Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Just last week,
When I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello. She said, hey, you're kind of cute. I said, yes, I know, but...
You know, when I started DJing was pre Rapper's Delight, pre hip hop, so it was really funk and soul records. So that was the first record that I'm not playing my brother's record, I'm playing mine. Like, this is my music now. And then it was crazy because right after Rapper's Delight, it almost seemed like once a week there was a new rap record coming out. So you had more stuff to learn. You wanted to learn more of the lyrics and get more involved in it. But, you know, that opening the door was kind of the first time that I felt like it's my time.
In 1986, this record, Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble, introduced the world to Will Smith, aka The Fresh Prince, and his DJ, Jazzy Jeff Towns. And Jeff went on to tell us about how Rapper's Delight first captured the then teenager's imagination and ultimately sent him, and in particular, his gangly pal with a flashing smile and winning way, on quite the showbiz journey.
The fact that my favorite hometown radio station was playing this on the radio for us to listen to every morning was everything. We had no idea that they were doing this almost everywhere around the globe. You know, it was just kind of like, as far as I was concerned, West Philly was the only place on earth that mattered. But to hear it and for it to become so much of our everyday being, because this was new to us. It was a new type of art form that captured us, that it was kind of like, oh my God, like I could almost understand, you know, the feeling when bebop or when jazz took off, or, you know, when rock and roll really took off, that you felt like, oh my God, somebody's talking to me, that this isn't me trying to sing in the shower. This is all I need to do is keep the beat and remember the words and I can sing along with them. So everybody wanted to kind of be one of the Sugar Hill Gang at that point in time. Everybody had their favorite member. Everybody had their favorite line, you know, to the point that we rapped it 2-3 times on the bus on the way to school.
Can't live without them.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
When you really sit and think about it, and I tell people, the unknown was the fun part. It was also the nervous part because, you know, on one side, you're hoping that you're going to be around for 5 years, and you blink, and 5 years later, you're on television.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
I literally say, Will and I jumped into the back of a taxi and just let it take us wherever it was going to go. And we had no idea. We didn't know, like, oh, we're going to go down this block. We're going to go. It was everything that we thought we were going to do. We did something different. Not that it was better or worse. It was just different. You were in the beginning. You were knocking down doors. You know, we did the pilot on Yo MTV Raps, not realizing what Yo MTV Raps was going to turn into. You know, so it was so much stuff in the beginning that you kind of looked. Even, you know, looking from the rap styles of Rapper's Delight to what it turned into. You know, people started shortening their bar structure. People started realizing, if I have this lyrical platform, let me use it to not just say something fun, but let me use it to say something political. Let me use it to tell some of the stories that's going on in my neighborhood. Like, all of that opened up from Rapper's Delight that you didn't have a clue. You didn't know. So it's just, we just kind of took a ride and probably still are taking a ride.
I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
Six 6 months after Will Smith first pulled up in that taxi and arrived in Bel Air to become hip-hop's first TV superstar, this song Summertime came out to help herald in a new decade.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what habit is, the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best.
And while hip-hop had already been represented on the big screen in all rapping, all breakdancing films such as Wild Style, Crush Groove and Beat Street in the 80s, it was the 90s that started to deliver bona fide hip-hop movie stars.
With my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it
Kid and Play were the rappers picked to be the comedy duo to star in House Party. LL Cool J was cast as a cop in The Hard Way, and John Singleton's Boys in the Hood took South Central to Hollywood and helped set Ice Cube on course to being a genuine business mogul in the process.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. And will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
It's former NWA frontman Ice Cube.
I want him to be inspired by five guys who can be like you and your friends. And, you know, five guys, you know, who made up our mind and who was determined to be something other than what our environment kind of slated for us. You know, we wanted to be bigger than our environment, so we was creative with it, and I want people to be inspired. We didn't let nobody stop us, and it was some major forces coming against us, you know, from the LAPD or mostly every police department in America, and the FBI, and all kind of music groups, anti-obscenity, this and that. So, you know, we fought through all that and didn't let none of them people stop one thing.
Got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day.
It wasn't just a good day for Cube and the rest of hip-hop's recording superstars. There was also the emergence of massive record labels such as Def Jam, Tommy Boy, Profile, Def Row, Ruthless, and clothing ranges like Fat Farm and FUBU. Not forgetting all the ladies in the house such as Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, Salt and Pepper, and our very own British hip-hop pioneer, Moni Love, whose journey from Battersea to Atlanta has seen her turn from rapper to radio DJ, and who in 2006 recorded this celebration of hip-hop's feminine side with Queen Latifah.
I decided that I'd take a shot at it because in school, what happened was we were all b-boying, we were all breakdancing, stuff like that, and they wanted me to rap the message because I knew all the words. So they would just make a beat for me to do it, right? They'll be like, go on, do it, Simone, do it. So I would do it.
The ladies will kick it. The rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high for happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slick as you throwing down the sound, totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yes, indeed, hip-hop had all bases covered. And all this before Rapper's Delight had even reached its teenage years.
Hip-hop in the 80s particularly gave young voices, and old as well, because you'll find that a lot of the artists that came out during that era probably were in their late 20s, early 30s. They weren't young. But it's the golden era, or it's the beginning of the golden era.
That's Jazzy Jeff's fellow son of Philly, author Eric Reese, whose books, A History of Hip Hop, vividly chart the music's growth from East to West Coast and on to going global. And that golden era that the music of the 80s helped set up, that Eric refers to, certainly came in all shapes and sizes.
When you start getting into like 92, 93, when Dre dropped Deep Cover, that kind of like set the mark back to what was known like probably back in like 88, 89, and it started shining really with N.W.A., bringing that the gangster rap into the forefront. When Snoop, when his debut of Deep Cover, that set like waves through the industry, and gangster rap was like, we're here, we're still here, you know? Because, you know, at that time as well, you know, with the fallout between N.W.A. and Ice Cube, and then Dre, and then Easy had passed away. You know, there's a lot of like mixed up stuff going on then.
So it's true to say that by the time Rapper's Delight was celebrating its 20th birthday, the music scene it helped kickstart had had its seriously dark moments. But then again, it was also the same era that gave us this.
A Tribe Called Quest. 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 Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone.
Morning.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
How do you say?
A Tribe Called Quest. Quest. Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone.
Gone, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
I'm Trevor Nelson, and we're celebrating the 40th birthday of hip-hop's first ever hit record, Rapper's Delight, and the music and the culture that it's helped influence in those 40 years. What you just heard were the Fresh Princes of Queens, A Tribe Called Quest remixed by two DJs from London called Boiler House, featuring a sample of, wait for it, not only Ian Dury, but also John Pertwee, the Spotty in Super Ted. And if that's not quite Brit-hop enough for you, how about our new generation of rap stars owning Glastonbury this summer?
Amen in Jesus' name, yes, I declare it. Any little seed I receive, I have to share it. Brothers, when they break me down, I can't bear it. But heavy is the head with the crown, I still wear it. You can't hold me down, I still cold. Rain falling down at the bricks, I'm still soaked. Try to put a hole in our ship, we'll do bolts. Two birds with one stone, I kill both. And pray I never hit the shelf. Promise if I do that, you'll be checking on my health. If it's for my people, I'll do anything to help. If I do it out of love, it's not to benefit myself. Ooh, gotta stay around and make a comeback too. I know my only mama wants a son back too. They're saying I'm the voice of the young black youth. And then I say, yeah, cool, and then I run my zoo. And now I'm... One thing I'll say about Glastonbury is, I am the Glastonbury headliner 2019. That does not come without good reason. No one, you don't get that slot without good reason. So for whatever reason, the owners of the festival, the promoters of the festival thought that I was the person who could give a headline slot of Glastonbury 2019. And there were so many naysayers, there were so many doubters, like, he hasn't got no number one song, or he's got one album, or he's not ready. And I said, bruv, if you think you're gonna give me that Glastonbury headline slot and I'm not gonna give you an incredible performance, you've gone mad. Amen in Jesus' name, oh yes I claim it. Any little bread that I make, I have to break it. Brothers wanna break me down, I can't take it. I done a scholarship for the kids, they said it's racist. That's not anti-white, it's pro-black. Hang me out to dry, I won't crack. All these fancy ties and gold plaques. Never had no silver spoons on a mouse, we so black. Don't come out on my coach, you ain't qualified. Stab us in the back and then apologize. If you knew my story, you'd be horrified. The irony of trapping on the Boris bike. Gotta stay alive and save my brother as well. Look at all these legends on the cover of Elle. Long time coming, but we come to prevail. I guess a little bit of heaven has to come in the hell, you know?
Searching every corner of my mind. Search every corner. Look for the answers. Looking for the answers.
One of you guys on the stage, so I got this track called Tiago Silva, yeah? Who is sober enough to sing these lyrics along with me? I see a PhD show over there, but do you know the lyrics? He looks like he knows the lyrics. Yeah, let's take a chance on him. Let's take a chance. He's wearing a Tiago Silva shirt. Let's get him up here. What's your name, lad?
Alex.
Alex, how you doing? You feeling good?
Mate, I'm buzzing.
All right, so Alex, I'm gonna need to take you over here, yeah? And get you these. All right, let's go.
Santa full of hook like XAJ. Man, mistake for the pen like JJ. You say I ain't need you a drink, huh? But I got love for brandy like Ray J. Champagne popper, 44 dropper in a black night bomber. Half me stopper, half our MC dropper, 45 whack. I'll leave you in the States like Packer. AJ from the look, ex-Santan. Man's got style in the rhythm like Gangnam. Two young brothers trying to eat off of music, but we used to eat off of pens in the sandbags. Now we get money, music money. Money that can put a girlfriend in a handbag. White tea, Balenciaga's man bag. Left the room with a long sleep like a granddad. AJ, this is...
That's Stormzy, of course, from the Friday, and Dave on Sunday with young Alex, famously being lifted from the crowd to help Dave out on Tiago Silva. But even as far back as the early 80s, hip-hop had found a home here in the UK, as the man we met earlier, Morgan Khan, discovered. He went on to be the creator of the Street Sounds compilation albums, including his new hip-hop series, Electro, which on the second album featured this other seminal Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five smash, White Line.
Vision, dreams of passion, and all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby,
tell your body to come along. But white lines blow away.
Blow, rocket, blow. Ticket to ride, white line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein. With nothing to gain except killing your brain.
The Street Sounds Electro series actually came around again from the perception and seeing on the street. When I was hitting the stores, what Street Sounds was when it was launched the year earlier in 82 was a need as a punter, not a record man. Also, I was hearing this when I was in New York. I was actually walking down the street, you know, these guys gave me mix cassettes. I thought, let's mix this. Let's get the best latest electro tracks coming out of the States, get someone to mix them. But I wanted a UK signature. I could have gone to America. I could have got numerous people to mix electros, but I wanted to put some UK influence in. And I approached Herbie Mastermind, and he agreed. And he's now legendary, mixed the first Street Sounds electro albums. What we didn't expect, with very little marketing, no promotions, album one went silver. Album two almost achieved gold. This is unprecedented. An artist today, be it Adele or Ed Sheeran, they would give their left leg to achieve the sales. And we were doing this with obscure artists. People underestimated. Radio wouldn't touch it. They wouldn't touch the music. But radio suddenly, I think, realized that the street can create these sales. There was a groundswell, but it was run by people who had no idea what was happening on the street. And the whole electro series developed, and we started releasing singles from the albums and promoting the artists, the actual artists, not just tracks, which led, of course, to the huge events, UK Fresh in 86, filling Wembley, two shows, 15,000 people. And a little known fact, Mick Jagger was there at UK Fresh.
Oh yes, the music's been on quite the journey since it was born on record on September the 16th, 1979. Even reaching as far as deep as dark as Crawley and the ears and heart of a former maths teacher and, like Glasgow Alex, aspiring rapper.
Hello, I'm Ramesh Ranganathan and you're listening to Trevor's Delight on Radio 2.
Yes! The rhythm's a rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be partying too. Pair the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I'm
radio, suckers never play me. All the mix, they just okay me now, knowing it grows.
My endpoint for hip hop was when I was a kid, a friend of mine left a copy of It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back by Public Enemy, which I'd heard hip hop and stuff before, but I'd not really fallen in love with it. I did like it, but you know, it was just. But that album, I remember putting on, I think it was like, I don't know whether this is revisionist history on my part, do you know what I mean? Because you always try and romanticise a story, do you know what I mean? But I remember Rebel Without a Pause and that kettle noise. Everyone talks about that kettle sample on it, but I remember just that Bomb Squad production, just, I'd never heard anything like it. And Chuck D's voice, Public Enemy felt like perfect to me, because like Flavor Flav sort of undercut the seriousness of Chuck D. You had like the S1Ws, they're like, I was going to say dance trick, they're security, but they do dance at the live gigs. But like, they, just everything about the logo, everything about Public Enemy was like perfect. It was like perfect storm for me to fall in love with them. And then from then on, I started a love affair with hip-hop that has never stopped.
Where I got a wildin', that's the reason. They're claiming that I'm violent, never silent. No dope getting
gather from. Number one, we hit you and we give you some. No gun, and still never on the run. You wanna be an S1, Griff, I tell you when. And then you come again. You know what time it is. MP's the president, pulling out my ray gun. Zap the next one, I could be your shogun.
Suckers.
Don't last a minute. Soft and smooth, I ain't with it.
Hardcore.
Raw bone like a razor. I'm like a laser, I just won't phase ya. Old enough to raise ya, so this will phase ya. Get it right, boy, maybe I will praise ya. Playing a role I got sold to. Voice my opinion with volume.
Smooth,
not what I am.
Rock,
cause I'm a man. No matter what the name, we're all the same. Pieces in one big chess game.
Yeah.
The voice of power is in the house. Go take a shower, boy. Us. We're on a mission, y'all.
Yo, Chuck, yo, yeah, man. Yo, you got them running scared, man.
Terminator X. Terminator X. Terminator X. Kill the Terminator. Come on.
For Romesh, it has never stopped, even during the process of him becoming one of the most popular comedians in the country. In fact, he's so busy, it's amazing he finds time to continue to indulge his musical obsession with his celebrated podcast, Hip Hop Saved My Life, where he gets to look at the music from all angles.
There's loads of quality hip-hop being made, and there's loads of rubbish hip-hop being made. That's just all hip-hop that's, I wouldn't say rubbish, I would say not to my taste, right? It's not rubbish. It's amazing now. To be a hip-hop fan now is great, man. I mean, I think that people that think that hip-hop isn't what it once was, like, who would have predicted that hip-hop would be the number one sort of music genre in the world? I mean, it's the biggest, do you know what I mean? And that, to me, you know, I remember, like, going to clubs when I was a kid, like when I was younger, and like they'd be playing like dance music, and then between 1 and 1:20 a.m. they would play some like mainstream hip hop, and then you'd get really excited, and then they'd stop playing that and they'd go back to the rubbish, like the music before. And like now hip hop is like, you can't move for hip hop, it's just so accessible. And like, if you'd have said that to me as a kid, that hip hop was going to be on this level now, I wouldn't have believed you. It's amazing.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. I'm a common thief, to up close and personal with Robin Leach, yeah. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. and it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know. You know.
You know.
Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty.
There's a bit of a contradiction, really, because like the song that summarizes that for me is Juicy by Biggie, where he talks about, you know, how he started versus, you know, then he made all his money and stuff like that. And rappers are constantly, you know, when people think of hip-hop, they think of like that bragging about your material possessions and stuff like that. But it's a bit of conflicting objectives, really. Do you know what I mean? Because they wanted to talk about how many records they were selling and how well they were doing, but they also wanted to talk about how they hadn't changed their music in order to acquire more record sales. Do you know what I mean? So that sort of thing where I'm still keeping it hardcore, I'm still keeping it real, but I sold so many records. Do you know what I mean? It feels like almost like a contradiction, but the idea was is that you didn't change the music you were making, and despite that, everybody loved you and you were making loads of money. I mean, that was a thing that hip-hop was always used to talk about.
Of course, Romesh is also known to many as one of the new faces on Sky One's rollicking sports quiz, A League of Their Own, alongside Jamie Redknapp, whose own hip-hop credentials are revealed in one of Romesh's podcasts, and whose own rapping skills were revealed on the show back in 2015, alongside a former Liverpool teammate and legend of the mic, yep, John World in Motion Barnes. And guess which tune they chose to duet on?
Tonight, I'm going to be doing the Sugar Hill Gang Rapper's Delight.
Do you know what? I couldn't wish you any more luck if I tried. Away you go, Mr. John Barnes, Rapper's Delight.
Said a hip hop, a hippie, the hippie, hippie, hip, hip hop, and you don't stop the rockin' to the bang bang boogie. Said up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See,
I wasn't here for it, I watched it, and I thought it was functional. It was good. It's funny, innit? You sort of watch League of Their Own and you think, you know, before I came on it, watching it going, I mean, he doesn't mean that, he's just saying it because I wanted. But then when I chatted to him, I realised, like, him, John Barnes, like, properly love it.
And what better record to prove their love than with the one that started it all? So, 40 years on, what does this record mean to current DJs and the younger generation? Here's Radio 1's Clara Amfo.
If you hear it anywhere, you could be in the supermarket, I guarantee you, you'll hear someone just start going, I said, hey, huh. It's just almost second nature. It's just one of those songs that sort of seeped into, I think, the global conscience. It's just that kind of tune. It's a song that just makes me think of the birth of hip-hop and, you know, that seed that would become a culture that is, you know, a $1 billion global business. Like, it's crazy to think that songs like that birth what we have now.
I mean, you remember the whole thing. It's really one of those things that someone can come up to you and say, sing Rapper's Delight, and you can sing two lines of it. But if you play it, I can sing the whole thing along with you. You know what? There's not a career that was wasted. I sat and I studied long and hard and took many long hot showers and threw out my lyrical proudness only to realize that I just need to play the music. I'm not going to say the music.
You know, once you throw it on and I say the hip hop. Yeah,
but that's the reason why they don't want to size it as a hip hop record, because they look at it as a pop record, a very dance record. Well, you got to remember, the day that disco and hip hop became born.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And Chic, Good Times was a funk disco record.
Right.
So what better way than kick off hip-hop with a funk disco record?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to make it clear to everybody that whoever's listening to this, stop that mother froggle nonsense about Rapsolite is not a hip-hop record. It exists. It entered the world in 79. Big ups to Sylvia Robson.
Big up.
We didn't want to do big up to her. Big up to Joey. Yeah, no doubt. Big up to all those cats who was working in the market to see if this thing even can make a dent.
Yeah.
And we see that it did.
No doubt. I feel the same way. When the record came out, it was such a huge hit. I mean, you know, it was 15 minutes long and the radio station couldn't stop playing it. You know what I mean? You know, back and back and back. People just kept calling, requesting it, wanting to hear it again, wanting to hear it again. I mean, it was an amazing record. And compared to today, you know, I guess, you know, all the rappers out here, they discovered that it was a way that they can express themselves. So that's the reason why, you know, rap has changed. You know what I mean? Everything has to evolve. And, you know, that's part of them expressing themselves or where they came from or where they want people to perceive where they came from. You know what I mean?
The thing that made Rapsolite the record that it was is that when you put the record on, it was a fun record. And when we heard the record, we actually didn't like it, you know? And nobody that was an MC around then, they didn't like the record. But the one thing that makes it stand out is that it stood the test of time. To this day, you could put Rapsolite on 40 years later, and it gets the exact same response as it did when people first heard it. That's the greatness of the record. It passed the test of time.
That was Melly Mel, and we heard also from Stetsasonic, the Sugar Hill Gang, and Jazzy Jeff again. Rapper's Delight is now so iconic that the Sugar Hill Gang are still performing it to thousands of people at festivals and concerts around the globe. To celebrate this, here's a very special live version of the track that they recorded for the BBC.
Check it out, y'all. Get ready for this world.
I'm a human scratcher.
Master G, Head Diggity. Rob the Noise.
Here we go.
You know the beat.
Now I'm playing the air bass. There it is, y'all.
I need a little piece of this here. Player.
Go ahead, play. Go ahead, play. Do you.
I said a hip hop, the hip hop, and you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Said up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Check it in.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapping to the beat.
Come on, bro.
And me, the groove, and the friends are gonna try to move your feet.
Uh-huh.
See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Set up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you heard my voice. I'm about to rock two friends along. And next on the mic is Head Dog. Come on, dog, sing next song.
Check it out. I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y.
Yeah.
I see a go by the code of the doctor to meet these reasons I tell you why.
Woo!
I see him 6'1", tons of fun, and I dress to a T.
Ah.
I see I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, got two big cars, definitely ain't the whack.
What you drive?
I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see
the Knicks play basketball.
He may talk about checkbook, credit card, more money than a sucker could ever spend.
Come on.
But I wouldn't give a sucker nor a punk from the record.
Not down to the minute again.
Everybody go hotel, motel. What you gonna do today?
Say what?
Gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank, drive off in a Def OJ. Everybody go
hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
I said if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. Now Master G, my mellow is on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop till the break of dawn. I said the M-A-S-T-R-G with a double E.
What's your name?
You see, I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call the Master G.
Oh, well.
My name is known all over the world for all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest little rapper there could ever be.
Come on.
Now, when you feel the highs and you feel the lows, the beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body. Watch you see,
and then bam, you start doing the freak. I said bam, all right, out of your seats, then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake a dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. The way to show shot MC for the event. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of brown eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hip. I'm singing on and, on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I'm singing on and on and on and on and on, and on like a hot butter pop, the pop, the pop, hippie, dippy, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop, come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. You still keep it stride, cause all I'm here to do is just singing on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop till the break of dawn. Singing on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Get on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I shock your mind. I put the jig, 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 yo, behind. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. Get on the floor. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, a hopper, you don't stop, the rocket to the bang, man, the boogie, up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Come on.
Skilla bebop, we rock, Scooby Doo. Guess what, BBC? Oh, we love you because you're rocking and roll with so much soul. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on your breakfast toast.
So rock it out,
baby, baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the beat, beat, you're so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. Throw your hands in the air.
Come on.
Just throw your hands in the air.
One time.
Just throw your hands in the air.
One time.
Just throw your hands in the air.
Somebody say ho. Say ho, ho.
Somebody.
What?
Anybody.
What?
Everybody.
That was the gang themselves performing around the record's 30th birthday in a BBC session. And here's to many more hip-hop happy birthdays to come. I'm Trevor Nelson. This has been Trevor's Delight. This is Radio 2 on the BBC Sounds app, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 10 o'clock. This is Jane Royce. Amber Rudd has resigned as Work and Pensions Secretary and surrendered the Conservative whip in protest at Boris Johnson's handling of Brexit. Ms Rudd says she no longer believes the government's main objective is to seek a deal with the EU. She's told the Sunday Times she couldn't watch her colleagues being expelled from the party.
I've seen 21 of my colleagues, good, strong Conservative MPs with true moderate progressive values, excluded from the party, indicating that the Conservative Party, that is such a force for good in government in this country, no longer has a place for people who have different views on the European Union. And I can't stand by that.
16 people have been arrested following violent clashes between the police and pro-Brexit demonstrators in Parliament Square. Protesters were seen throwing a metal barricade at officers, while others tried to break the police cordon. Hundreds of victims of Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas are trying to escape the worst-hit islands by air or sea. Food and fresh water is in short supply on Abaco, where at least 35 people have died. These people are among more than 1,000 evacuees who've been taken to Florida by cruise liner.
We've never seen nothing like this. Never. 220 miles per hour, in Abaco especially, wiped the whole island out. So yeah, this is the worst.
It was very hectic. There was a lot of people trying to get from home to here because we have all the power and all of the water.
We thank the U.S. for opening the doors for us. Because right now, Freeport and Abaco is in a bad state. We really need the help.
A 37-year-old man's been questioned on suspicion of murder after a fatal stabbing in Birmingham. A man in his 30s died after being found injured in a street in King's Standing at around 7 o'clock this morning. The family of a 6-year-old French boy who was allegedly thrown from a viewing platform at the Tate Modern Art Gallery in London have described him as an incredible fighter. The boy had to be airlifted to hospital following the incident last month. Here's Duncan Kennedy.
He suffered a bleed on the brain and injuries to his spine and legs. His family's statement spoke of his amazing progress, and although he can't speak or move his body, they said they know he understands them. An online crowdfunding drive has raised more than £50,000 to help pay for his medical bills. The family thanked all those who contributed. A 17-year-old accused of throwing the French boy from the viewing platform appeared at the Old Bailey last month. The teenager was remanded in custody.
The England captain, Harry Kane, scored a hat-trick to guide his side to victory over Bulgaria in Euro 2020 qualifying. Raheem Sterling also scored in the 4-0 win at Wembley. And the weather mainly dry tonight. Tomorrow, most places will have another fine and dry day. Northern Ireland and Western Scotland will be rather cloudy with some patchy light rain. And that's the